We've read one of the challenges Vietnam has been facing is low confidence in healthcare workers, particularly at the commune-level healthcare workers. Can you tell us about what strategies you've used to build confidence in those workers? Any positive results you've seen so far from implementation of these strategies?
Thank you very much. So let's talk about our experiences on the vaccine hesitancy and our response to this situation recently. Last 5 years, we have implemented the comprehensive strategy for the improvement and building the trust among the community and healthcare worker. Anyway, recently we've seen have a vaccine hesitancy among the healthcare worker as well as the caregiver. And to respond it and to improve the vaccine coverage, we conduct the new approach to the address and to respond to vaccine hesitancy. First of all, we follow the many children with the chronic disease. They are premature, they are vulnerable to the infectious disease. But anyway, they may be refused by the healthcare worker for vaccination as they fear and they reluct to the provide vaccine to those the unhealthy children. And also the children, when they get, the young children, they often get the infectious disease because they are still young and their immunity system is not well developed yet. So they miss the chance for timely vaccination. It means that we need to follow the new, we need to find the new approach to reach these children. And currently, we work with the high expert to develop the new guideline on the pre-health screening, on the health screening pre-vaccination. And thus, based on our recommendation and also refer to the international practice, and we identify which case need to be vaccination. If you are not under the emergency health support situation condition, and if the children recover and they need to be vaccinated before discharge, any discharge, on a very detailed guideline to the French healthcare worker as well the doctor in the big city, and they will become the trainer for lower level where they provide more technical support to build the trust among the healthcare worker. And currently, we monitor the some hospital and in the several provinces, and we found that a significant improvement of the vaccination coverage in the hospital and as well as the other. And they feel that they more just and more confident in the vaccination providing services.
Thank you very much. And our second question is, we understand in response to the effect of media narratives on confidence in vaccines that Vietnam has started an interesting partnership with journalists. Could you tell us more about that?
Last 5 years, we worked very closely with the journalists. We have some focus point. So they have a good voice, a strong voice to other. And so we invite them to work with us to develop the key message, to develop the communication strategy, and they work with them. They interact with other journalists and share the key message, as well as they work together to disseminate some article on the vaccination, immunization safety, and every year we have a technical workshop to invite them to join and share with them the update on the immunization? What's the main activity? What's the issue, current issue, recent issue? We need them to understand well about this before they broadcast or public any article. So in the case, if any adverse event, we also have a very quick response and immediate investigation to come to final classification within some day. And after that, we will invite them to express, to share with them the final classification from the province province scientific committee, with, so they will share the right message on the adverse event, and it means that we prevent to have a rumor on the journal in the media. So thus have a supported. We not only ask them to listen to us, but ask them to work together.
Great. Thank you very much.